him up. I got his address.
I got
him up on the internet.
I got it.
June 17th, board of directors meeting.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Mr. Shelton got on his shoes. I'm gonna run out to the car and get my sweats.
I play basketball in school. I feel my kid.
Mr. Brown. Ooh. Ooh. All right, Ms. Wanda, wherever you are, we can get this on. Wherever you are.
We're ready.
Where was it live?
We talked all the time.
I see. Everybody goes down. Yeah. They're going to be
thanks
like,
thanks for telling us.
They're going to be like, ooh, he challenged them.
I'm telling you.
Russell Bell ain't going to play.
Yeah.
he was scared.
He thought he was correct.
Walk
away. We're not crazy all the time.
Nah, so this is really one of the few times it's an empty school. Summer school hasn't started. You guys finally got to the end of the year, so it's a good time of year.
Yes, sir.
So welcome, everybody, to the June board meeting. Everybody has an agenda? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll start with the minutes. Did this make its way down
there?
It did.
You say
I speak calls here. Yeah. We'll call. Thank you. If there are any questions, it comes up.
All right.
Motion to approve the minutes with the correction of Mr. Burris's last name spelling B-U-R-R-U-S-S.
Again, B-U-R-R-U-S-S. Any other questions?
Please say that again. B-U-R-R-U-S-S.
U-S-S.
All
right. I got a motion.
Second.
Now, can I get someone to motion? Does someone motion?
Yeah, I motion.
Okay,
cool. Correction.
Okay, cool. Second. Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
And in the opposition? All right, the ayes have it. Public comment. All the people who want to come in over the summer, public comment. All right, any parents? I don't see any parents on the board. Well, he's on the board. But feel free to pop in with the parent comments. You're also welcome to pop in on board member comments.
He may want to comment on my age. He let me know I'm in the 50 club now.
Still a young.
I still got to catch him.
Got to catch me.
All right. Any teacher comment? All right. And I don't think we have any general public. Any general public? All right. Principal L. School report.
Okay, I passed out the school report. And I will, in my school report, I will include some comments from teachers, their appreciation for, we had an end of year luncheon, and I know the board supported us as well as with a few more activities, and then with graduation and everything. It's just that the staff has commented frequently on how appreciative they are of the board's efforts, the presence, and just the general support that we feel from the board. So I want to thank you because it makes our job a little easier as administrators together as a team, you know, to support the students, staff, and parents as well. So I appreciate that.
Was teacher pre, was that done? That's month of May, right? Like early May?
Yeah, but yeah. But in the year June, we always do an end of year barbecue to Ms. White, right. Our resident real chef and everything. She orders the food. So we supported us in providing food. I think we had famous names. We had some beef brisket, barbecue chicken, and catfish. So staff really loved it. But
and they tell the woman to come over.
Mr. Till's table, they got busy. Right. So, they had a good time. So, I'm going to express their thanks, you know, as well. Summer program is up and running. That begins today. Smarter Balance is all done. We should be getting those results over the summer. And we're currently interviewing teachers. We've already hired two teachers already. So, we're already getting started early with hiring hiring our teachers. We interviewed two more today, and we're actually going to interview. We have one that's coming up. A guy's actually assistant coach, was assistant coach at Tennessee Chattanooga as a master's special ed and joined the TFA. So in order to get the fast track on it, Jace and I are going to go and meet him on Saturday at one of the TFA meetings, take him to lunch. We like him, we're going to take him off the table. You know, all legal, nothing illegal, but just being, you know how to recruit, you know, so it's not often you can get, you know, black males in the education, and then the fact that he has that background of coaching, I think would be great just as a mentor to, you know, to the students. So, so we're ahead of the game with our teacher recruitment and hiring. Bravo has begun their summer cleaning. The new electrical service in the lunchroom is finally complete, so the serving stations, they want to upgrade these serving tables for the students that are needed more electrical work, so they keep going fuses in there. So they now have upgraded the electrical service in there for red clay and their serving station. And then the chiller and AC is preventive maintenance is done, up and running. As you can see, it feels good. So for an old building, Jesse and his crew does do a good job of keeping the AC and the heat, you know, running pretty smooth. Any questions?
What was the total turnover for the teachers this year?
I think we're around 10. We still have 10? Two more. We still have two more who some teachers are interviewing other places or thinking about relocating, and then if not, they'll be back. So we had about 10. And some of those were some that we recommended. Some were some that we located in regard to other schools.
Do you feel comfortable that we will be able to replace those early enough that they can get in on the whatever the training is?
Oh, they'll all be hired and staffed before Professor Bedell. Yes, sir. And I'll keep you updated on that.
Please.
And I just had one comment, the second note on the report, but the eighth grade graduation is always phenomenal each year. And even though I know that a lot of these kids are going on to great high schools, it's cool to actually like see and hear the kids that are doing it. I mean, I'm always amazed each year. So the graduation went well, and we're sending some pretty great kids to some pretty great schools.
Yeah, very, very good schools. And I think what's great about it, too, not to toot our own horn, but we had teachers who came back, who are no longer here, who came back to see their former students graduate.
Wow.
Some came from Collinsville, Pennsylvania. Somebody came far away. Somebody else came from Jersey. Oh, from, North Jersey, South Jersey, but they came back to see their students who they had in third, fourth, and fifth grade graduate from eighth grade. And then every year we have former students who come back. And they're in the audience every year. Always come back.
And it's a full crowd in there. And so graduation was at 12 or 1 or whatever. So I went to work and I was dressed more than I would be on a Friday because I was coming here. And I was like, why are you dressed up? It's like, got eighth grade graduation. And everyone kind of said the same thing. Isn't that just kind of a little thing? I'm like, no, this is, they do it big. Like, this is going to be a
big deal.
It's going to be a big deal. It's not just the moving up ceremony that everyone is likes to play. So it was really good.
So it can be spiritual at times for, you know, because, well, the young people very open. I mean, the young lady that gave the valedictorian speech, I mean, she was in tears. She talked about how the students were like a family. She's like, I've been with these kids for 9 years. And now thinking about now going to school without them, is you're happy, but it makes you sad, you know, as well. And then, you know, being around the same teachers, but it's a positive experience to get to express their appreciation for their teachers and that kind of thing. So it's a powerful ceremony. And as normal, that Monday, the students are right back.
Crowd in the hallways.
Oh, yeah, I've been saying, I can't wait to leave. And they come right back on Monday.
I'd like to just say that this is the first one that I've missed. And it was all because of the situation with my wife.
Yeah.
But you were right here in my heart.
Yes, sir.
So.
And it's not just the teachers, the kids actually look for it. I know firsthand, Principal Ellis had incidents with kids, and they don't want to miss the graduation. That's something in the back pocket that they have, because everybody wants to be a part of it.
That's right.
That's so great.
But that's all I got. Okay. Any other comments from the school report?
I didn't hear. So it's like there's a small fluctuation as far as the in-school and out-of-school suspensions. Is that usually normal at this because it's like summertime and the kids are just a bit more hyped up? Or is there usually like that much of a wiggle room between monthly like in-school and out-of-school suspensions?
Well, we actually would like the in-school number to be actually much higher than the out-of-school, because the in-school, they're in school. It's just that some offenses you have to, depending on what it is, you have to do out-of-school. So we try to do an out-of-school maybe one day and then in-school. But you'll see more. You'll probably always, go on record and say, you'll probably always see more in-school, because we tend to push students more to an in-school, because when they're in-school, we give them their work. So they're not in the classroom, but they're in the in-school suspension room, but they're doing the work. When they're home on suspension, they're playing video games, watching television. So the goal really is to have the out-of-school number lower, but still have a difference between out-of-school and in-school, because the in-school means we still have some influence on it. But very good
question.
Which
is great,
yeah. Yes, ma'am.
And
hopefully get them playing a little...
Squash.
Well, maybe cricket
get it
too.
Right.
I'd be excited if it was cricket, but.
another question?
Yeah. So as far as the numbers, so is it like if I'm a student and I get in school suspension like 3 times, am I included in that 100? Like, is it per incident or per student? How is the calculation for, like, I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah, so this is actually the number of in-school suspensions that students receive. So this is not 100 students who receive in-school suspensions.
Okay.
So many of these are multiple offenders.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
You might only have about 50 students
right.
who receive in-school suspensions, but some have received them 2, maybe 3 times.
Okay.
The same with the out-of-school suspensions as well.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments for Principal? All right. Let's see if the motion.
Move to accept. I second.
Cool. All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any oppositions? All right. I just have it. School financials.
Position.
basically we're looking at a year-end surplus of close to 180 or 189.
And so, Ms. Wanda, is there anything that we should be looking to accomplish in the next week or two in this fiscal year?
As far as...
I'm not saying that it has to be. if it's beneficial to do anything that...
Before the year.
Any supplies to get before next year? Or?
I feel like 189 is not a lot to be over.
No, it's not.
Sometimes the things will sneak up, we'll turn around, and we could be, below. I just like to be a little cautious,
yes.
But if you guys feel that we should...
But if there's some supplies we can get for next year that we don't have to put an extra budget on these...
But I understand. I get what you're saying. It's not like it's not exactly the lottery, So we're not looking to do anything big.
It's not exactly, it's a budget line item for gym.
And the other issues that we must always keep in mind is our building. Our building is old. So at any time, we could have one of the four systems that we have to watch go up. You can't just say, what can we do? We have to have some way to take care of that. And so that contingency is, this is great. this is not a problem. I don't see this as a problem. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a look. Cool. Any other comments for Ms. Wanda? Right. If nothing else, I'll take a motion to receive her report.
Motion to approve the financials, Mel Brown.
All right, it's been motioned. Can I get a second?
Second.
Cool. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any oppositions? All right, the ayes have it. Did Mr. Cooper send you what any day send you anything? Nor I. I'll have Mr. Cooper share board financials for May along with June when we meet next month. And obviously there will be no achievement report, so we'll have Mr. Cooper follow up on that. Personnel committee, nothing there. Principal L, I haven't forgot about you. I've asked Rupa to just, since I'm not an attorney, to just review the contract. And we already have the particulars, and then I'll bring that over for you.
Okay. You had Rupa reach out to my attorney.
I was like, look at type this. I'll just go off of how it was every other year. I was like, yeah, you probably should be done.
Pretty serious.
No, everything's good.
And then we'll get an actual, which I'm hoping will be Rupa, we'll get an actual personnel committee chair so we can be robust next year, make sure we're laying out our goals for the administration and the board. Operations committee.
No report.
We're moving
except
too fast.
The report
I'm gonna have to slow it down.
Already that's listed on the
RFP.
The RF.
Is there any more? No more? Here, I'll show you.
There we go. You're good.
You have
one?
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Yep. You need one out?
No, I got it.
You good?
Okay.
We received funds from the state. state in the form of a school safety and security state grant. We only could use it for a handful of things, so it was decided that we needed a new camera video system. What we got from the grant for, it actually goes for 3 years, and it's a good chance that we'll get additional money. The funds we received, $21,296 for 2018-19 school year. So what was done was Jeff Scott, our technology director, he went out and solicited quotes. He received quotes from 5 different vendors. And on the second page is what the prices were, the warranty, the number of cameras, the storage. And after looking at all of the material, the ARG is the one that we would like to go with. It is a state-approved vendor. And
so no RP was needed to stay approved.
Right, but we did do the due diligence, so we think that we're going to get additional funds this school year, so hopefully that'll be enough to cover the full camera system, or maybe that would be something we could use our additional funds for the balance, like 30-something thousand.
And we have a current system.
Right.
But we're replacing it because
it's old.
Now, you know how this old thing. Y'all gonna start calling that old. Old ain't bad. Always.
So the question is, my question has to do with the additional funds that you're anticipating. How so? Why are you anticipating, and what do you anticipate?
Well, because the governor's budget said that it was going to be giving schools and low-income additional funds. They did that this current school year. So on his budget, it said increasing the funds were going to be more this year than last year. However, I, at this point, do not know what they will be for Thomas Edison.
For the safety and security?
Right.
Right.
So
this,
we know.
It's a multiple-year grant.
We know right now we have 21,000. We know that.
And we'll probably be receiving at a minimum another 21, if not more, next year. And the system is not old, but the technology is outdated as
right.
well.
Oh yeah, updates are
right. You talk about, and we installed this system like the second day I was,
yeah.
the day I came in, saw no camera system. The next day I said, we need a camera system. Not just for safety and security, but also for liability as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
This technology has changed so much. You know, now you have technology now where you could actually take one image and the camera can find that image everywhere in the building for you. Instead of us taking hours looking through video,
yeah.
you just place that one image and the camera will they'll tell you everywhere the image came up on your camera system.
Is it wireless?
Yeah, it's wireless, but it's
the ability to pull it up like
mobile, so you pull it up on your phone. It's just what we have right now is not very good. So everything we get now will be on iOS, will be on Apple, will be but also more cameras, you know, high definition, probably 4K at this point now. So everything that you're seeing done with your computers and your television will now be available for the video surveillance system.
So my last question would have to do with the outside. I feel just as important as the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can consider that to upgrading.
Is that part of
the cameras on the outside?
No, I mean upgrading.
Oh, yeah, we're upgrading everything.
Oh, everything.
And we'll be able to add cameras to the outside, which I feel there's some areas,
yes.
because we had to be economical with the number of cameras, mm-hmm. there's some areas that we just couldn't cover. Now, with the additional number of cameras, we'll be able to cover more.
Fantastic.
On the exterior and interior.
Themselves, they cover more.
Yeah, you can. I was asking about phone just because you know at my Church, those of us on the board, we'll pull up and look at snow coverage to see what, to see how the if the street actually came by good, and just
we can look and see how,
you know, see what's
going on.
I pull out my phone and I'm sitting here in Wilmington and I'm watching Seaford. I'm seeing my church and who's walking in the yard. You get in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's like, hey, Al, guess what? I'm going to whack your window. No, I'm just kidding.
How many cameras do we currently have?
What's that?
How many cameras do we currently have?
Currently about
40,
41 maybe.
Yeah.
So we'll be having at least a dozen more, a dozen more cameras.
And you can actually go on and see them.
Yeah, they're going to put it in the 50 cent.
And then my last question, what's the, is there like an ETA around when they'll do, when we'll get it
installed?
We want
it to be installed this summer.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense before everybody comes back.
Because it does take some hardware and some work to install new cameras and all that kind of stuff. So it's better to not have the ladders and stuff around the kids.
Okay.
And so what we can do is once we find out, if it's before the board meeting, we can send it out to the board so you'll know what that new grant amount will be. But I don't think it'll really be too much of a hardship on our operating budget for the grant.
Mr. Chair.
So is this, I'm sorry, one last question. Is this a one-time fee, or is there a monthly fee that goes along with this as well?
It will be a maintenance fee, but the maintenance fee does not kick in until 5 years for ARG.
What's that, monitoring fee?
Yeah.
Oh, not monitoring.
That's all included in that 57K?
Yeah, there's nothing additionally outside of what we already pay.
I mean, but we don't. Do we need to vote on this now, or are we just as
she wants to get the ball rolling on this, right?
Cool. All right.
Wouldn't hurt to approve.
I'm with it. All right. So, any other questions for Ms. Wander or Principal L? All right. Well, I recommend we just allow the school to move forward. If I can receive a motion.
Motion for acceptance of the report for the operations committee with the addition of the camera system upgrades.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded, and you know, Ms. Winder will update us next month on the additional funds. But all in favor for the current proposal?
Aye.
All right. Ayes have it. Okay, there's an RFP that's coming around for speech language pathologists.
That's all.
Yeah, we can share it. Mr. Boston, my camera, can I borrow one? I was going to borrow yours.
You
got like a whole bunch there.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give it back to you.
It works.
Might as well just something that we
held over. But the proposal probably wouldn't come from the pathologist. The proposal would come from a company, who hires this person, right?
Yeah, or... Now,
So the question would be then, Pat, if Mrs. Weiner, if could an individual who is a bona fide speech therapist and has all of the requirements that you mentioned in your email to us, if that be the case, could an individual instead of a company, does that person have to be a licensed company? As such,
if it was an individual, just a person, mm-hmm.
as just a person,
yeah, they would have to be licensed.
State business license.
The only thing is that if we did it like that, as far as it being like an employee, then
but they don't work every day, so we we would hire them as a contractor.
Okay,
yeah, we hire them as a contractor.
Okay. So I see. That makes sense.
It was contracted services, similar, I guess, what we do with the psychologist, right?
So they don't actually have to go through a business or an organization itself, like, because I know that I'm not quite sure how all of it technically works, but I know that there are positions posted on the Delaware State website for contracted employees, so like a psychologist, for example. So is this what that would be?
Well, this isn't a psychologist. This is a speech therapist.
Right. But, they have psychologists that are contract paid. So could you have a speech therapist that would be contract paid, but could you post it on the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
Post it on Delaware website.
Right.
Teach?
I just was wondering, just as far as, would it be more costly to go through... a business, or if it's depending on the timeline for when we need to hire the person, if it might be a good idea to just post it on the actual government website for people who are just starting, maybe like a new graduate who might be willing to take a lower pay or something to kind of get started, or depending on the.
I'm not sure what type of skill set that they will have. I guess we would have to look at. Them and all anybody else that applied to see, what would be the best.
Right. Okay.
Because when you contract out, the contractor, the vendor does all the background checks, they do all the grunt work, and they
and
pay
the
benefits. We don't
grunt.
Yeah,
right.
So that's the thing.
Any of that.
The benefits.
Okay.
Right. So that's where we end up saving, especially since it's a person that we only use part time.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. Part-time, but I still think it's worthwhile. And most definitely. So your input is value because it's worthwhile to look and see maybe there's someone who is an independent contractor who does that, who presents all of their background and everything so they don't have to deal with the contractor or the agency. It's come directly, to us, and we could work with them as a contractor. We just would have to make sure our HR department have to do their due diligence.
Right.
And do all their checks for licenses and certifications.
Okay.
But I think that's worthwhile. Why not? When we could do both.
Right.
RFP and do on
yes.
The more
contact the University of Delaware, see if they maybe have some graduate school, some graduates who may be looking.
Delaware State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many students do you have that require speech pathologists?
Caseload, maybe 10. Is it? It could be. But it's not
it's not like 100.
No. No. That's why you use this brand. What's that?
It's probably not even.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a low number. Yeah, it's low. Probably like you said 30 or less.
So the other thing that we were thinking about too was partnering with another school like Kuumba downtown.
I think that Ms. Brown did reach out to other schools to find out who they were using, and
bless you.
To my knowledge, it didn't get the best response.
But write that down so we can reach out to a few other schools and just see. see, because that's something we talked to about. We talked to other charters about in the past about co-op and some of these services. Mm-hmm. Now that we have the opportunity, since we need a new one, this would be a great time to maybe restart that conversation.
The Latino school and the school up here that's having trouble, they definitely had one up there at the big place.
Not Prestige.
Yeah. Man, that's what happens to you when you get this age. Oh, man. Up on Lancaster, off of Lancaster.
The
Greek school.
Odyssey.
They had one. I know they had one. So that person may be, looking to
get out, huh?
Yes. Yes. Yes, because they're going downhill big time. And then that other school that's lost their case.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then what's the school that just closed?
Is it Prestige?
No,
it's not Prestige. You know the one that just lost?
Design. Yeah.
They closed that.
Mm-hmm. So they may have been working with one. I'm sure they're looking for employment. We were looking at them find maybe as well.
Design
Lab's
closed? Yep.
Oh, so just saying in the RFP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she sent out just a little bit before here. So yeah, if you could just update that and should be good. All right. Cool.
I had a question about saying you went the route of hiring directly in private or contracting it out directly to an individual as opposed to going through a vendor. Would we then require that individual to carry their own insurance?
Yes.
They would have to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They would have to. And we would also, of course, come to you first before you make any move for your consultation.
Okay.
But we require, you will require it for sure.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Any insurance in it?
I think it was in our feed, but I think she was asking if it was like an individual.
Because the agency usually carries the insurance,
yeah.
So we put you in the contract to have that.
All right.
Do we need a motion or what?
Thanks. You don't need it. All right. So we can go ahead and approve. So a speech language pathologist with the recommended, once the recommended changes are made to the RFP. Any other questions in regards to that before we make a motion? So Ms. Wanda, once we make the motion on this, whether it be an individual or a contract firm, you'll proceed with just trying to find someone to fill the role.
Right.
Okay.
So. At the next meeting, I'll let you all know who responded, who we reached out to,
okay.
And what their qualifications were.
Got it. So this will start the process
right.
To reaching out to those folks, and then it'll become a process to choose from the pool of people.
Right.
All right, so there we have it. So we're going to approve the RFP so the process can begin. If there's no other questions, can I receive a motion?
Move to accept the request for an RFP for a speech language therapist.
Second, Emil Brown.
All right, so all in favor, again, this will be to approve the RFP with the recommended changes from RUPA. We'll come back again so at this point, you're voting to approve the RFP, and then at a later point, we'll decide the path that's chosen. So all in favor for the RFP?
Aye.
All right, any oppositions? All right, ayes have it. Anything else from operations?
I don't know where Jesse stands, but I spoke to Jesse before the graduation, still looking for a screen for the main auditorium for presentations. We're still waiting on that proposal.
So are we, so we're he's going to look out and bring to us
yes.
what the what some recommendations and what the cost of the and all that. Okay, cool. Now, it would have been perfect for the graduation, so
mm-hmm.
hopefully we'll be in a good shape for next year's things, like Leadership Day and all of the things to have a lot of people in the cafeteria. So, yeah, so maybe, you know, if I see Jesse, I'll mention it, and hopefully we can have an update for over the summer. Be awesome if we can get it in prior to the school year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Executive Committee. I don't really have much of anything. Paul from Dana, you know, we had our couple of two of our board members go through the new board training, so we'll just have like you two go through one. So Paul's just gonna let me know when the dates are available. And he had a lot of trainings going on in May and June. He's looking to see if he has any opportunity in July or early August for like a couple hour retreat for us as a board. So I'm hoping I hear back before the end of this month so that we can set something up. That is it from Operations Committee. Any board member comments? All right, any new business that we did not cover? All right. Trying to decide, should I kill a couple of minutes, or should we end before 6:50?
Move to it, John.
All right, moving to adjourn.
All right.
It's getting rougher and rougher. So we had any kind of